We're sitting here trying to spend Richard Seymour's money.
Please don't do that.
We're talking about restaurants, and athletes owning restaurants.
I got a wife and four kids.
I understand.
I mean, four kids, you can't spend no more.
How about this?
With school and tuition.
I know.
An idea for you. A kid-themed restaurant.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Well, it all happened. We was talking about restaurants, and they sitting here. They have this lovely lunch all prepared, and I just said, I just got finished eating breakfast. They offered, so they did offer.
We did offer. We wouldn't sit here and eat in your face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tried to offer some seafood from Skipjack's up here at Patriot
Absolutely.
Place.
Absolutely. Looks really good.
I said, when Richard came in, I said, that's as mad as I've seen you all year. And he said, oh, no, I've been madder than that. but then, on the replay, you could clearly see what Richard was mad about. I mean, that offensive lineman grabbed your face mask and spun your head around.
I was going one way, and it seemed like my face mask and my neck was kind of pulling in the opposite direction. And the ref, I don't know what I told him. I mean, you know, you can't just look at the game. I mean, you're here to make calls and make plays. I mean, it was just obvious right in your face, and you don't throw a flag. So, you know, I was pretty steaming at that point.
Something happened to Richard Seymour in the offseason. Something happened. I mean, you came in, you had a conversation with somebody. You had a revelation because you just look like a different player. You look like a different player this year. I don't know. What was it? Something had to happen. You can tell us what it is.
I worked out.
Well, that's a big part of it, right?
Right. I mean, that's the only part
was
of
that,
it.
Was
I
that
mean,
what it was? Just that you're healthy for the first time?
I've been rehabbing the last few years. And when you rehab, I mean, you can't train. You can't get better. So, that's it. I mean, I don't have anything else to tell you. I mean, I didn't change up anything other than that. I was just able to run and work out and do what I normally can do.
So. Is it something that you, I guess when you're healthy, at times you get anybody, football player or accountant, mm-hmm. can take your health for granted and being able just to get around the way you want to for granted. Mm-hmm. Do you appreciate now your health now that you didn't have it for a couple of years?
Oh, definitely. I think number one, the health of myself and also the health of the football team is the most important thing, because if you're not healthy and you're not able to really contribute in what's really required of a National League football player, I mean, it's, you know, you're kind of hurting the team at that point. So, you know, I was just really able to grow, and I think, you know, in life, you go through different obstacles to really make you better and to make you stronger. And sometimes if you want to be better, you have to go through some things, some down moments, in order to really appreciate and really get the full benefit and to maximize your opportunities when they come. So, you know, for me, being down and being hurt, I was still able to get the mental side of the game, still able to watch other parts of my game. And now that I'm healthy, I'm able to still put all of that together, and I feel like I'm a better player now than even before I got hurt.
I read an article in, I think it was the Herald yesterday, and I'm paraphrasing here, but what you basically said was, no excuses. Doesn't matter who's healthy or who isn't healthy. We have to go out with whoever's on the field, get the job done. You got to win with what you got. Mm-hmm. And basically, I don't want to hear about who's hurt and who isn't. There's no excuses. We got to win.
Right. I mean, I like our football team. You know, a lot of people can say, well, Tom is down and Rodney's down, another guy. I mean, I really like our football team. I like where we're sitting. I like our teams kind of, you know, not saying they're looking over us, but, you know, I mean, it's not like we're just a shoe-in for the Super Bowl, you know. And I kind of like where we sit because that, you still got to go out and you got to play the game. And that's the most important. I love being in games like that. I love being in games where, you know, you're not expected to win, or, you know, people just expect us. Well, you know, if they just go deep and have a good showing, that'll be good. You know, I say screw that.
Not interested in that at all, right?
Not interested in that. Just showing up and make it look good. You know, we can all just make it look good and, you know, say, well, I was there, I did my job, and et cetera. But, you know, we come in here and we come in to win. Period.
What you just said makes a lot of sense. What you said before, Dale asked this question about going through something tough to make you stronger and to make you better. Mm-hmm. But as you were going through it, Richard, did you ever have a lack of a better phrase, crisis of confidence? Did you ever think to yourself, man, maybe I'll never be the player I was when I made five Pro Bowls?
Well, I was just, my point of, I was like, well, when am I going to get healthy? You know what I mean? When is it going to kind of turn the corner, you know? And so that was more my mindset at that time. You know, I still had, you know, I was still like, I was still confident in my abilities that, you know, when I get healthy, because, I mean, everything else felt good. I could still move around. I could lift weights. I could do other things, but I just wasn't able to really run off the ball. And even if I stood up like a linebacker, they probably should have played me a linebacker, because I could I could have stood up and kind of run around. But to get in a stance and being able to explode off the ball and take on guys and shed blockers, you know, and change direction from a down position, that was one of the most difficult things to do coming from the injury that I had. You know, now if it was a different injury, I could have did a little more, you know, given the position that I play. So, you know.
Well, is there some, being a pro player, I'm sure there's a lot of pride in going out there even when you're not 100%. Was that driving you to go out there? Like, on one hand, you could take a seat. On the other hand, you can come back and play at, you know, 75% or 70% of yourself. Is that one of the reasons that you went out there and played?
Well, you know, I mean, to be honest, a lot of times I thought about, why am I even out here? I did. It's a tough call, especially when you're in it. It's something that you love to do. You know, and I could even watch myself on film, you know, where, you know, I wasn't really being explosive, couldn't really run like I wanted to. And, you know, I started to hit a criticism, et cetera. But, you know, I knew, you know, what it was. And, you know, hey, what are you going to do at that point? You know, so I thought that was really the most difficult thing is to, you know, when you're out there, you're being, you know, criticize as if you're 100% when you're really not. So, you know, that was one of the most toughest things to really deal with. And, you know, I'm still fighting, you know, I fought through it. And like I said, you know, I, you know, keep my, my head and keep everything away from all of the foolishness and the nonsense. And, you know, the people that's in my corner and, you know, my wife at home, et cetera, you know, the people that's close to me and, you know, always had confidence in me and I had confidence in myself and, you know, just a learning experience, really. And, you know, that's what I take it as.
So that's what I said to Dale before. I said, some guys don't go out there when they're hurt because they don't want to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are guys who go out there and say, look, even at 80%, I'm going to give everything I have, whereas we know in football, baseball, basketball, some guys won't play unless they're 105%.
Right. I mean, that's always tough to do. I mean, I got a finger now that, you know, if you look at it, it looks like it's, you know, I wish
it, it's a little strangely shaped. Can we put it that way?
Yeah. So, I mean, but like stuff like that, you can just play through or, you know, like I said, I wear
tape
a cast.
It up and
yeah, I put a cast on it, tape it up, do, you know, do things like that. And you can play through things like that. And it's also a difference between being injured and being hurt. You know, I was kind of borderline in the middle of both of them, you know. So, you know, working back from it.
Coaches look at tapes. They look at films. They study. They know who they're playing against.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find teams were approaching you differently when you were playing but not 100% than when they're approaching you now when you're out there looking like, you know, the five-time Pro Bowler? Are they approaching you differently in the game plan as well?
Well, yeah, I can – well, even when I'm on the line, I can hear, well, you know, are you with me on this play? You know what I mean? So I can kind of tell when, you know, I'm being double-teamed or – I got different blocking schemes or they're doing different things on the offensive line. So, you know, like I said, when I wasn't there, I wasn't able to really come off and do some of the things that I would normally be able to do in those circumstances.
Michael has told this story about how at training camp or whenever it is, a lot of times when Andre Tippett will speak to the team,
mm-hmm.
and they'll show the footage, the famous Johnny Hecker footage, where he throws the guy through the quarterback.
Right.
You
can't
did
get to the quarterback.
You did that. You did that yesterday. You threw an offensive lineman through the quarterback yesterday.
Yeah. No, it always feels good when you can go out and, you know, get hits on the quarterback, you know, because that was, you know, coming into the game. Well, when you can go into a football game and, you know, coach give us a few things that we need to do to be successful, and when you can try to go out and, you know, take it upon yourself and your shoulders to implement those things, you know, it feels good. And one of the, you know, issues for us was, you know, it was a concern if we get off to a fast start and, you know, get some hits early on the quarterback. And because, you know, he's a smaller guy in the pocket. And, you know, any quarterback that's getting hit, I mean, they're starting to look around and get, you know, throwing the ball quick and things like that. So it's always good as a defensive lineman. Like I said, I stopped the run just to rush the passer. I mean, that's really the only reason I play the run.
To the pass. I am told we got to get you out of here. You got stuff you've got to do. So,
yeah, absolutely.
People looking out for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, it feels good.
We could sit here. We could talk forever.
Great to see you, Richard. Yeah, congratulations on the win yesterday.
Think about that restaurant, man. We'll give you some more ideas.
Absolutely. You know, get some names together, too.
Think how we can come up with ways to spend your money. You notice that? Good to see you.